Exercise 2, sensing a plant's energy. To do this exercise, you will need to sit or stand in front of a houseplant or a small shrub or tree outside. As an option, have some water in a container ready as well. If you cannot listen to this recording close to a houseplant or a plant outside, please listen to the instructions first, pause the recording, and come back after you've completed the exercise. Are you ready? Rub your hands together as in the previous exercise. Now turn your palms to face the plant at a distance of about a hand span. See what you can feel. Slowly move your hands up and down the height of the plant, sensing any differences in energy between, say, foliage and trunk. With much practice, some people can sense the movement of sap within the plant. It's important not to use your imagination here. Simply sense, feel, see what you can experience. It's a matter of developing an ability to tune into another living thing. Slowly bring your hands down to the soil, again without touch. Can you sense through the air or through the plant whether the soil is dry? If the plant perhaps needs water or has been overwatered? If it is dry, water the plant. Then recenter and ground yourself and begin the sensing exercise again. Can you feel any difference in the plant's energy following the watering? You could try the same exercise with a tree, particularly a conifer or eucalypt, the resin of which is particularly full of etheric energy. If you happen to have a headache, giving it to a conifer or a eucalypt can have wonderful results. We can do this simply by focused intention. Trees actually enjoy our complicated emotional energy, as long as we're not intentionally destructive towards them. In return, they give us some of their etheric life force and our headache will go away. As a focusing device for meditation, tuning into a plant's slower flow of energy comparative to human beings can bring a wonderful peace as we synchronize our energy to the slow movement of sap within the plant. The exchange of etheric energy within the plant will also happen naturally as you do this. End of the second exercise.